it would, that's when it was, the sun was fixing to come out. Uh-huh. So the wind would begin to lay and the sun would come out.
Oh, now, like on a morning in the fall when you first go outdoors and it's a little cold, but it feels kind of good. You'd say,
well, chilly?
Yeah, uh-huh.
It'd be, sort of, it'd be chilly.
Did you ever hear anybody call it airish?
Oh, yeah, it'd be sort of airish. It was airish yesterday morning, sort of airish, but chances are he didn't have on very many clothes.
Uh-huh.
He made it feel sort of airish through his clothes. If he'd had on enough clothes, it wouldn't have been too airish, but it was sort of airish probably to him. It was chilly, but it was, wasn't as, it was more airish than it was chilly. Now, airish probably is not as quite as cold as chilly.
And airish is not as cold as
I wouldn't
as chilly.
Think it would be, but vice versa might be all right.
That's interesting. You're so smart. Now, if it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you'd say, well, last night we had a
frost.
And you might say, now, it was so cold last night that the water in the pond
froze. Froze, had ice over, had ice on it.
Froze
over.
Froze over. You might say that. Now, you might say, if it gets much colder tonight, the pond might
freeze solid. If not freeze solid.
And before I got out there, it had already
melted. It would be already melted.
Oh. Now, what would you call it? Just a thin layer of ice. If it had frozen, just a thin layer of ice, you'd call that?
Well, it would just be a thin layer of ice. It'd be a it'd be thin. That's all I know.
Did you ever hear it called mush ice or?
Mush ice? No. Mush ice would be. Mush ice would be. Oh, I don't know. Mush ice would be more like snow ice.
Oh, that'd be more like snow ice.
If it was mush ice, it'd be more like snow ice. And, but thin ice would be. Well, I don't know. Sometimes it's thick enough to stand on, sometimes it's thin enough it'll break through it with anything that will touch it.
Mm-hmm. If a person had left a door open and you didn't want it that way, you tell them to go over and
shut the door?
Now if you and another man have got to do a job, when you told him about it, you know, he'd say, well, now who is it's got to do it? You'd say, well, you and?
Your partner?
You and me
is supposed to fix it.
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted him to know now that you wanted him to know that you were going to do it and he was going to do it, you'd say, well, this job's
for both of us.
Right.
For both of us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, if you were comparing how tall you are to somebody, you'd say, now he's not as tall as.
Well, he's
not as tall. And comparing yourself to him, you'd say
he's not as tall as I am.
Uh-huh. Now, if you were comparing yourself to somebody, you'd say, "But now I'm not as tall as."
I'm not as tall as John, or
I'm not as tall as he is.
Uh-huh.
And comparing how well you can do something to somebody else, you'd say, "Well, now he can do it better than."
Well, he can do it better than I can, or he can do it better than. So-and-so did.
Now, if you're talking about somebody and you knew that they had never gone any more west than Texas, you'd say Texas was as
boundary line
as far, you'd say that was
as far west as you've been, or far west as I've been, as Texas.
Now, if something belongs to me, you'd say
it's yours.
And if it belongs to you, you'd say it's...
I'd say it's mine.
Uh-huh. And if it belongs to both of us, you'd say it's...
It belongs to both of us. It belongs to me and you.
It's...